from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics.
Welcome to this episode of Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host, Anna Henderson. In this segment, Jorge Amaya joins us. He's worked at YPG since 2012, first as a test officer and now as a lead in the Munitions and Weapons Division. He recently took part in the Army's Executive Leadership Development Program, and he's here to tell us about it. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Jorge. Let's start with, what is your leadership role at M&W?
At M&W, I'm a team leader. I am in charge of leading a couple engineers in my team. Our current focus is artillery and mortar propulsion.
And what motivated you to submit for this Executive Leadership Development Program?
So one of the things that motivated me was that I'd been leading for almost 7 years now, since 2018 to be exact. And I'm at the point that I need a new challenge, see new things, learn new things. And this was one of the opportunities I saw that was going to show me different things in different areas within the DoD.
The program is 10 months long and is a developmental opportunity that takes you across the world. In the program description, it reads that participants will be in a, quote, learning environment that may be uncomfortable, unfamiliar, and challenging, both physically and mentally, emotionally, and socially. So tell us about your experience, because that sounds very intense.
It is. The program starts with everybody going to D.C. You get to see all these people in tuxedos and their military uniforms and all these professionals that, to me, honestly, was a little intimidated. So that's the first thing that intimidated me.
Okay, so you're intimidated by all these people you're seeing, and then they have this almost like a team building.
Yes, so our first deployment after the orientation, we spent 2 weeks in Oklahoma, and that's where the intensity kicks up. We have to wake up at 5 a.m. to do our physical training activities, and then we start class at 7:30 a.m., and then from there, we don't get out of class until probably like 6, 7 p.m., and that's for 2 weeks straight. So that's what the intensity is, but it's a good core development because we get to know about each other, each individual. It's not about where you work, what you do, where you're from. It's about who you are, what you want to share, what are you bringing to this program? How are we going to work together to accomplish our project, because we're assigned a project as a team. It was a pretty intense 2 weeks, but it was well rewarding.
And the 64 participants visited military locations across the globe. Tell me about that experience.
For the first impact that got me is we went to U.S. Forces Korea. So we were in South Korea visiting different bases down there. We had the opportunity to actually go to the 38th parallel and be at the DMZ where you can see North Korean soldiers face to face from a distance. So
this is something that a regular person would not be able to do. So that was just one of the many stops. Tell me about some of the other stops and also about the people that you share this experience with, because they come from all different career fields and DoD agencies.
Yeah, so in this program, there's a total of 64 participants that get selected. Imagine 64 people from all the DoD. It's a pretty competitive program from what I've learned throughout this journey. But yeah, they vary from all these agencies, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, OSD, Intelligence, and National Guard. And all these people range from finance, lawyers, engineers, from all these different areas that support the DoD.
And you all visited how many different sites, and what different sites are they?
So at this point, we've been in 8 deployments. We visited, like I said, U.S. Forces Korea and South Korea. We went to Indo-Pacific Command, which is Hawaii. So we got to see all the commands down there. And we also went to Space Force in Colorado Springs. And then we spent a week. These are all 1 week deployments. We spent a week with the Navy and the Marines in San Diego. And we just came actually from Eglin Air Force Base. So we spent a week at Air Force in Florida trying to see all these different missions that they have going on. Got to go into a couple fighter jets, C-130, C-17. So that was a new experience for me.
So how does your day job, quote unquote, fall into this? Because you're gone for about a week at a time. And also kudos to your team, because they probably had to step up as well, like their own developmental opportunity to step up when you're gone.
Definitely. Yeah. You have to rely a lot on your team. Basically they're the ones that have your back, especially my back when I'm deployed doing all these fun, intense activities that actually they're pretty unique, but have to keep constant communication with them. But honestly, a lot of it comes from them, from the supervisors or your team in general, trying to do the job while you're gone.
That's great that they were really supportive. So you started the program in September of 2024. You finish up in June of this year. So you're not completely done with this. But so far, what has been your takeaway up until this moment?
The biggest takeaway is the network that you get to build up with all these 64 people within the program from all different departments, agencies, from the DoD. We got two people coming from Germany. They're stationed in Germany. We got people from Hawaii. So imagine how intense it can be for those people traveling to the States, since most of our deployments are here in the States. So it's pretty demanding. So to me, one of the biggest takeaways, it's networking, definitely. And also the exposure you get to be at all these different places, different agencies. So it's pretty unique experience.
For those that are Army employees and they're listening to this and they're wanting to know more about this program or maybe how they can apply, they can visit the Army Civilian Career Management website. Any final thoughts on just this amazing opportunity that you had to be part of this program?
I would just say that if you have the opportunity, I know this takes a lot of sacrifices, but if you have a supportive team, a supportive family in general, because you'll be gone for weeks and you have kids, man, sometimes you get to not make those events. So if you have the opportunity to apply for this program and be exposed to all these places and all these agencies, definitely do it.
Thank you for telling us about your experience.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna.
Welcome back to Outpost Outspoken. Each quarter, Yuma Test Center selects a Mission Support Employee of the Quarter. In this segment, Amanda Chavis, the 2025 YTC Mission Support Employee of the Second Quarter, joins us. Welcome, Amanda.
Hello.
Congratulations on the Civilian Service Achievement Medal for being selected. I was there when Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Hicks presented you with the award, and I could tell you were surprised. So tell me about that moment.
Brad Cox, my division chief, hit it really well because I was supposed to be going in for a meeting about my job. About my job, essentially, and I had all my stuff prepared to go for this meeting.
Oh, I saw your little notebook. You were like ready to go.
I was totally ready to go. And when I walked in, the first person I saw was Eddie Padgett, and I was like, these recent months, I don't know if this is a really good thing or a really bad thing right now. So I was thoroughly shocked, because then I looked around the room and I saw like you, I saw Fran, I saw Amanda Heatwall, and I was just like, oh, okay.
You're like, this it could be good then.
Yeah, I was like, I'm thinking it's good. I see Anna. So I was like, I'm thinking this is a good thing. And like, I just saw Brad's face and I was like, oh, wow. I was like, I don't know what this is. And then everyone was just like, congratulations. And I was like, for what?
So how do you feel about being selected as the Mission Support Employee?
It feels really good because, I don't know, I think that I just do my job. I didn't really realize how much it was being noticed from the outside, I guess. I mean, I've been told like, hey, you're doing a really great job and everything, and it's great to get the recognition from it. But I didn't expect this at all. I mean, super shocked, but super happy that it happened.
That's great. Well, it's definitely well-deserved. Let's talk about your job as an equipment specialist in the Metrology and Simulation Division. What do you do?
Primarily, we just deal with all of the government equipment that is within division. So technically, I'm with two divisions. So I directly fall underneath of Ammunition and Armaments Division. But when I started government, I started in Metrology and Simulation Division. So when they converted my position to do Ammunition and Armaments, we essentially took over both. And the reason we did that was because we took over the key control. Originally, it was just supposed to be equipment and like all the government-owned stuff that was within both of those divisions. But when we took on the second division, it was primarily for the key control.
Sounds like you have to be extremely organized.
Yes, 100%. We have, I think, a total of 14 hand receipts now because we just took over tactical communications with the systems test branch. So we have a total of 14 hand receipts that we're currently tracking, which is...
Those hand receipts are not fun.
No, and I'm pretty sure that we have like well over 3,000 items that we have to track.
You must be very efficient with your time because outside of your normal duties, you have volunteered here at work to provide suicide prevention training for the workforce. You also participate in STEM outreach events, and you are also a certified master resiliency trainer. What is MRT?
So MRT is essentially a course. It's a 2-week course that we had to go to. The course teaches us 14 skills, resiliency skills, to counteract the counterproductive thoughts. Is essentially what it is. So when we're in stressful situations or we're under a lot of stress or anxiety is really high, we're supposed to use these tools to get ourselves back onto track on our thinking path.
I've been to some of those trainings that you guys have given, and they're definitely helpful with the different thinking techniques and breathing techniques and all that. You guys are doing a great job. What motivates you to sign up for, essentially more work at work?
I think that it is a kind of making myself more versatile, So I have been in logistics for majority of my career out at YPG. I started out in data acquisition, but then transitioned into logistics. And I kind of got into this point where I feel like you kind of get like trapped in logistics if you don't kind of spread yourself out. So I ended up doing a detail with the S1, which I think opened up a lot of opportunities for a lot of these other things to get myself involved in.
Outside of work, you're a bit of a softball star. Tell me about that.
So somebody from YPG actually introduced me back into softball. I played throughout my whole entire life. I kind of ended when I got out of high school, and I was asked to come play co-ed out at the PAC here, and it just kind of all came together, started out with co-ed and switched teams. I ended up going on to a women's team, which is kind of what I talk about in suicide prevention, that we go up to Worlds every October. And this past October, we ended up taking fourth. And I guess it would have been the Western Nation is what you would call it, because it's all the Western states that go to it.
I heard you kind of mention this, but I didn't follow up on it. But now I'm going to put you on the hot seat. Do you really wake up at 2 a.m. to work out?
Yes.
Okay. You are a superwoman now, I'm convinced.
Yep, 2:30, me and my fiance wake up to go to the gym because I know I'm going to be too tired after work to go to the gym. So it's my only time to like truly get up, take some pre-workout. And
I'm too tired before work.
I don't know how I do it some days. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, you are just an amazing person. Personality and work-wise, so this award was definitely well-deserved. Thank you for coming in today to talk to me about this and also for what you do every day for the warfighter.
No, thank you so much for having me.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.